Okay, so have you seen this? Bing X Exchange is doing a $5 million cryptocurrency airdrop.
Really? $5
million? $5 million.
Wow.
And here's the kicker. It's like happening right now.
Seriously?
Yeah, so I don't know about you, but my first thought was, what's the catch? $5 million just feels too good to be true.
Yeah, I get that. That's a healthy dose of skepticism you've got there, though a must-have in the crypto world for sure.
Yeah.
You see, airdrops are a pretty popular way for crypto companies, particularly exchanges like Bing X, to, you know, drum up excitement, attract new users. Mm. Think of it as a high-stakes marketing strategy.
So instead of a free tote bag, they're giving away potentially life-changing amounts of crypto.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a serious upgrade. But what makes this Bing X airdrop different from any other giveaway out there? There's tons of them, right?
Yeah, there are. The sheer size of this airdrop is definitely unusual. I mean, $5 million is a pretty bold statement, even in the world of crypto. It suggests that Bing X is really pulling out all the stops to, you know, make a splash, especially considering how competitive things are right now with crypto exchanges.
Okay, so let's break this down. This blog post lays out the steps: register on Bing X, complete their KYC process, and have at least 10 USDT in your account. And just for clarity's sake, for those new to the crypto game, USDT stands for Tether. It's a stable coin. That means its value is pegged to a more stable asset like the US dollar.
Right. Stable coins offer a way to navigate the, you know, often volatile world of cryptocurrency prices. Now, about that KYC process, it stands for Know Your Customer, and it's becoming increasingly standard practice on crypto exchanges.
I'll admit, anytime I hear verification process, a tiny part of me starts to feel a bit wary. What's the big deal with KYC?
It boils down to security and regulation. Cryptocurrency exchanges are under more and more pressure these days to comply with anti-money laundering and financial security regulations. KYC helps them verify their users' identities and ensure, you know, they're operating above board within the bounds of the law. So while it might seem like an extra hurdle, it's actually there to protect both the exchange and the users in the long run.
Interesting. So it sounds like Bing X is trying to play by the rules while also making a splash with this massive giveaway. But you mentioned a competitive landscape. What's the current state of the crypto exchange scene?
It's a crowded market out there. Many platforms are tightening their belts, reducing their offerings, even laying off staff due to market fluctuations and regulatory uncertainty. So Bing X going in the complete opposite direction with this airdrop, it's definitely a deliberate move.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's like they're sending a clear message. We're here, we're thriving, and we're rewarding our users. I can see how that would be appealing to crypto enthusiasts, especially those who might be feeling a bit disillusioned with other platforms. But who exactly is Bing X? What's their story?
Well, according to this blog post, they've been around since 2018, have obtained regulatory approvals in various jurisdictions, and boast a global user base. Those are all positive signs. They also claim to offer a vast selection of cryptocurrencies over 750, which is considerably more than many of their competitors.
Wow, over 750 different cryptocurrencies. That's a lot of options. It seems like they're positioning themselves as a one-stop shop for all things crypto. And it doesn't stop there either. The blog post also mentions some pretty enticing features, like 125x leverage trading, which I'll admit sounds a bit intimidating copy trading, and what they claim are really low fees.
Yeah, let's unpack those a bit, because those features are key to understanding Bing X's potential appeal. Leverage trading, especially at 125x, is definitely not for the faint of heart.
Okay, so what exactly does 125x leverage even mean? And how does it work in practice?
Essentially, leverage allows you to amplify your trading position with borrowed funds. With 125x leverage, for every dollar you put in, you're essentially controlling a position worth $125. It magnifies both profits and losses, making it a high-risk, high-reward endeavor.
So it's like playing the crypto market with supercharged bets. I can see why that would be tempting for some traders, but also incredibly risky. What about copy trading? That sounds a bit more my speed.
Yeah, copy trading is definitely a more beginner-friendly option. It essentially allows you to automatically copy the trades of more experienced, often professional traders.
So instead of spending hours researching and analyzing the market, you can just let the experts do the heavy lifting for you. I can definitely see the appeal in that. But how do you know which traders to copy? And what are the risks involved?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
Or should I say the $5 million question? Figuring out who to trust with your crypto trades. I mean, that's a biggie.
Right. It's no small feat.
No, not at all. What are the potential downsides of copy trading? Like, what should we be aware of? Well, you know, past performance is never a guarantee of future results.
Right.
No. Just because a trader has been successful in the past doesn't mean they'll continue to be so.
Mm.
And plus, you're essentially, you know, putting your financial fate in someone else's hands, which always carries a degree of risk.
Yeah. No, that's true. Blind trust is never a wise investment strategy, no matter how tempting it might seem. All right. So, okay, we've got this high stakes leverage trading. We've got this more beginner-friendly copy trading feature, and then there's this promise of low fees, which is always music to a trader's ears. But let's circle back to BingX itself. I don't know about you, but this whole too-good-to-be-true feeling, it's kind of still lingering in my mind.
Okay, yeah.
You're big on context, right?
Yeah.
So what's the backstory here? The blog post mentioned something about BingX having a recent incident they're trying to make amends for. Did you read about that?
I did. That's the part that really piques my curiosity, actually. Yeah, the blog post mentions this incident very briefly, stating it impacted some users, but it doesn't really go into specifics.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, transparency and accountability are just so essential for any company, especially in the crypto world where, you know, trust is paramount.
So this lack of detail about the incident, that's a bit of a red flag, a little bit.
It definitely raises questions, for sure. I mean, without transparency, it's really hard to fully assess the situation. And, you know, BingX's motivations for even having this incredibly generous airdrop, are they genuinely trying to make amends, regain users' trust, or is this just a calculated PR move to kind of overshadow a potentially more serious issue?
Okay, so we need to approach this airdrop with a healthy dose of caution and do a little digging of our own.
Precisely. Don't just take this blog post at face value, even though it's got us talking. You know, look into BingX's history independently. What's their track record like? Are there any publicly available reports about this incident? And most importantly, I would say, dive into user reviews. What are people saying about their experience with BingX?
That's a good point. It's so easy to get caught up in the hype, but real user experiences, they can tell a different story sometimes.
Exactly.
So let's play devil's advocate for a moment, right? Let's say BingX checks out, their history is clean, the user reviews are positive. Is there anything else about this airdrop that should give us pause?
You know, even if BingX is totally legitimate and their intentions are good, there are still some inherent risks associated with any airdrop that you need to be aware of.
Like what?
Firstly, just understand that the value of any crypto you receive, it can fluctuate, and I mean wildly. It's a volatile market, and that $5 million could quickly become a lot less or even worthless.
Right. Well, that's the gamble with crypto in general, right? High risk, high reward.
Exactly. And speaking of risks, there's always the possibility of scams.
No, right. Yeah.
Scammers are very good at, you know, mimicking legitimate airdrops, creating these fake websites, fake social media accounts to try to, you know,
Trick people,
exactly.
Yeah.
Into handing over their personal information or even their crypto holdings.
That's a scary thought. So how can you tell if an airdrop is legit or a scam? What are the red flags?
That's where due diligence comes in. First and foremost, always, always verify the information through official channels. Don't just click on links in social media posts or emails. Go directly to the company's website, check their official social media accounts, and look for, you know, announcements about the airdrop. If something seems off, it probably is.
Yeah. So trust your gut. And if it feels too good to be true, it probably is.
What other advice do you have for navigating, like, the wild world of crypto airdrops?
My golden rule for airdrops,
sorry,
or really any crypto offer for that matter,
okay,
is this.
Mm-hmm.
If you wouldn't share your bank account details,
right,
don't share your crypto wallet info.
Makes sense.
Like, legitimate airdrops will never ask for your private keys or seed phrases. That's a great point. It's like that old saying, right? If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But, I mean, in this case, it's not just about losing a few bucks. This is like, you could lose your entire crypto savings.
Yeah.
So caution is key.
Absolutely. And remember, I mean, even with all the due diligence in the world, there's always an element of risk in the crypto space, right? I mean, things move fast.
Yeah.
New projects pop up overnight. And scams.
Yeah.
They can be sophisticated.
Yeah, they can be really good.
Yeah.
It's like the Wild West out there. It's exciting. It's full of opportunity, but you've got to be on your toes. So zooming out a bit, right? This whole BingX airdrop, regardless of whether, you know, someone chooses to participate or not, I think it tells us a lot about the state of the crypto industry right now at this point in time.
I think so too.
What do you think?
It really does. This massive giveaway is, it's a sign of the times, you know? a reflection of just how fierce the competition is between these crypto exchanges.
Totally.
They're all vying for users' attention, their loyalty, and these grand gestures, they're becoming, I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's a far cry from the early days of crypto, right? When it was all about anonymity and decentralization. Now it feels like these exchanges are taking center stage, you know, with these big marketing pushes and like user acquisition strategies and all this.
Yeah, it's a natural evolution in a way.
Yeah.
As the crypto market matures, more and more players enter the game.
Yeah.
Exchanges, they become the gateways for most users, right?
Right.
And just like any other business, they need to attract and retain customers to survive.
So that begs the question,
what's next?
What's next? I mean, will we see even bigger airdrops in the future?
Right.
Or will exchanges need to come up with like completely new and innovative ways to entice users? What do you think?
That's the $1 million question.
Right.
Or maybe the $5 million question, considering the scale we're talking about.
$5 million.
One thing's for sure. The crypto landscape.
Yeah.
It's never boring.
It's not. It's really not. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. This has really opened my eyes to like the evolving world of crypto marketing, from massive airdrops to copy trading features. I mean, these exchanges are really pulling out all the stops.
They really are.
It's exciting. It's a bit daunting at times, and it definitely keeps you on your toes.
It does. And that's the beauty of it all. It's a constantly evolving space.
Mm.
And staying informed is key.
For sure.
So to our listeners, keep asking those critical questions.
Yes.
Do your research. Yes. And remember,
a
healthy dose of skepticism, never a bad thing.
Never a bad thing in the world of crypto.
Especially in the world of crypto.
All right. That's it for this deep dive. We'll see you next time. Raymond, stay next time.